Morning Consult poll, virtually no movement at the top of the Republican primary post-arraignment. By Hannah Blow on June 21, 2023. There has been virtually no movement at the top of the Republican primary race, this week's Morning Consult survey found. The latest survey shows little to no movement across the Republican primary field, with former President Donald Trump continuing to stand as the clear frontrunner at 57% support. That reflects a slight decrease from the post-indictment bump he saw last week, which brought him to 59% support. However, his current standing is still more than the 56% support he garnered 2 weeks ago. This week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis falls 37 points behind with 20% support after dipping into the teens at 19% last week. However, that is still 2 points lower than the 22% support he saw 2 weeks ago. The survey shows former Vice President Mike Pence coming in a distant third place with 7% support, down from 8% support last week. Four presidential hopefuls, anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, tie for fourth place with 3% support each. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who called on Trump to end his campaign due to his indictment, garnered 1% support, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum followed with 0% support. Video: Hutchinson, Republicans should not dismiss Trump indictment, it has the ring of seriousness. The survey notes that Trump's current lead is still a slight decline from an all-time high of 61% in mid-May, but he is still well ahead of DeSantis. Morning Consult Celia Yockley observed weeks ago that much of Trump's slight dip in the poll came before DeSantis officially began his bid. That portion of the survey was taken June 17 to 19, 2023. Among 3,521 potential Republican primary voters and has a +/2% margin of error. In addition to Trump continuing to trounce his rivals with a solid lead, the survey found that a plurality of DeSantis voters, 45%, prefer Trump as their second-choice candidate, followed by 19% who said Pence and 12% who chose Haley. A plurality of Trump supporters, 42%, also chose DeSantis as their second-choice candidate, followed by 17% who chose Pence. Related: It won't stop with me, Trump warns Republicans must get tough.